We begin here on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, about 10 lines down from the top of the Amud Mesve. The Gemara is now raising an objection against Ziknei Dorom, because we had a third Chiddush in Ziknei Dorom, and that was that if the Bala Karbon became Tomei Mes, then in the case of Karban Pesach, he can send his Pesach over to the Migdash, and the Kohen in Betara will be able to be makriv the Karban on his behalf, and b'dieved he would be Yotze. And the assumption here is that in the case of a Tomei Mes, he won't be able to eat the Karban, and even though there is a shita that says achilas ha-pesach ma-keves, but the shita here of the Ziknei Dorom would reflect the fact that even without the achila, the carbon is ololo, and therefore he'd be potter from Pesach Sheni. And all this is based on the halacha of Ritzui Tzitz. Now, just to review some of the basics. The parasha of Ritzui Tzitz in Shmos Chav Ches says, "V'hoyal metzach Aaron v'nosa Aaron es avona kodshim, v'hoyal metzcho tamid l'rotzon lahem lifnei Hashem." And the Mishnah in Psachim on Daf Pei derives from this pasuk that if they were makriv kodshim tmeim, then the tzitz is meratza b'dievet, and the hakrov is ola l'ratzon. And we're going to see in our sugya that if the makrivim themselves were tmeim, that's not subject, that doesn't lend itself to ritzui tzitz, but rather we're talking about the bailim, the bala karbon became tamei, and then there will be Ritzui. So Meisve, they ask Akasha on Divrei Ziknei Dorom based on the Mishnah in Psachim. The Mishnah says, HaPesach SheNizrak Domo V'Achakach Noda Shehu Tomei. So this is the case where the Tumah was in the carbon itself, and after the Zrikas Adam, they found out that the carbon was Tomei, the Basar carbon was Tomei, and the Mishnah establishes Hatzitz Miratza. So here we're talking about Ritzui Tzitz in the case of a carbon Pesach when the Tumah was in the Basar. Now we go on in that Mishnah to address the case where Nitma Tumas Haguf, not the Basar is Tomei, but the Guf, the Adam himself is Tomei, and the Mishnah establishes Ein Hatzitz Meratza, that there is no Ritzui Tzitz in this case. And even though earlier in the Reisha of the Mishnah it was already explicit that you're not allowed to be Makriv of a Karban Betumas HaGuf in the case of Karban Pesach, the Gemara doesn't raise the objection from that part of the Mishnah, because we could have interpreted that Mishnah that perhaps the Tumas HaGuf was that the Kohenim became Tomei, and maybe even in the Tumas Sheretz. So the Chiddush here is that even there, what we do is with Docher the Asiyas HaPesach, we're not going to bring the Pesach Bituma, and in that case, we're going to have to fall back onto Pesach Sheni. The Gemara asks a question here from the Sefer Dafka, because the Mishnah brings the din of Nazir, as we'll soon see, together with the din of the Asiyas HaPesach. And in the case of a Nazir, which is a Karban Yochid, there's no Chiddush to say that if the Kohen became Tomei Bitumah Sheretz, that we're not going to be Makir of the Karban, because in that sense, Tumas, the Karban of a Nazir is identical to any other Karbanos. So why did the Mishnah mention Nazir? It must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it wasn't the Kohen that was Nitma, but rather the Bailim were Tomei. And not only that, the Bailim were Tomei with the Tumas Mes. And the Chiddush is that both in the case of Asiyas HaPesach and in the case of Nazir, there won't be a Ritzitzitz if the Bailim are Tmeim. And again, we're talking about a Tumas Yochid. So the Mishnah goes on to say that Nitma Tumas Aguf Ein Hatzitz Meratzim Ipnei Sha'omru. Now, let's just mention a few of the dinim of a Nazir here. The parash of Nazir in Naso Bamidbar Vav says that if a person accepts upon himself Nazirus, he's not allowed to drink wine or any other intoxicating beverage, Sheikhar. He's not allowed to shave his hair. He's not allowed to be Metamil Mesim. And after the days that he was in Kabbal of himself of Nazirus terminate, then he has to bring an entire Seder of Korbanos, which are listed there in the parasha, and he's Megaleach Sa'arosav. He shaves his hair. Now, if a Nazir became Tameh during the days of his Nazirus, then all the days that he counted until that point are completely null and void. That's called Stiras Yemei Naziruso. And he has to start counting again from scratch after he's Metayer himself from his Tumah. Now, he needs Hazah on Shlishi and Shvi, like any Tomei Mes. On the seventh day, he's Megalech Sa'arosim. On the eighth day, he brings his Karbonus Nazir Tomei, Nazir of Tumah, that are mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk. And then he starts counting his Nazirus Betara. When he finishes his Nazirus Betara, then he brings the Karbonus of a Nazir Tar, like any Nazir who wasn't Tomei. The Mishnah here is dealing with the case of a Nazir Tar who brings his Karbanos, and then, lo and behold, he finds out that at the time of that Krava, he himself was Tameh, or the Karban was Tameh. And is there Ritzitzitz on behalf of a Yachid? So the Mishnah says that Nazir, and the Mishnah adds, Ose Pesach, Hatzitz Meratze Al Tumas Dam, V'ena tzitz meratze al tumas haguf. So the Mishnah makes the distinction between the following two cases. If they were makri, for example, the carbon pestle, they find out that the carbon itself was tamei, then there's ritzui tzitz. And that's because of the tumas basar, and that's in the case of Kodshim Tmeim. However, if the Makrivim were Tmeim, then Einat Tzitz Meratz. And that's what it means here in the Mishnah when it says Einat Tzitz Meratz Al Tumas Aguf. We're talking about Nitmu Abaylim, and there's no Ritzui Tzitz. So if they find out again that the carbon itself was Tomei, then it's Shaychus to talk about Ritzui Tzitz. But if the Bailim were Tomei, then we cannot apply the principle of Ritzui Tzitz. And the Torah, in the case of Bailim Tomei, sends off the Bala Karba, the Bala Pesach, to Pesach Sheni. And we found out now that at the time of the Zrikas Adam, he wasn't Roy Lakrava, or for example, a Nazir, who was Tomei at the time that he brought his Karbanos of a Nazir Tar. And it's Sosa the entire Nazirus, like any Nazir that became Tomei, in the middle of his Naziruso. Because he's not Roy Lakrovas HaKarbon unless he's Tar. And the Gemara is of the opinion now that the reason why the Mishnah mentions this din in the cases of Nazir and also Pesach Bedavka is because with regard to these two Karbonos, we have an absolute Kpeda. The Torah requires that the Bailim be Tahorim because it doesn't make sense that a Nazir Tomei should bring the Karbonos of a Nazirus of Tara, because a Nazirus of Tomei is Soser Kol Yemei Naziruso, and he has to start from the beginning. Now he's completing, he's terminating his Nazirus, it must be because he's a Nazir Tar. And even in the case of Pesach, we're going to maintain here that Achilas HaPesach Ma'keves, and the Torah therefore is Makbid that the Bailim be Tar at the time of the Akrovas HaPesach, in other Karbonos, the Bailim have no chelek in the in Akrovas HaKarmon, even their Achila is not Ma'akev, and therefore a Kohen is allowed to be Makrev L'chatchila on behalf of Bailam Tmeim. And if the Bailam can't eat the Karmon because they're Tomei, that's not a big deal. So the Gemara understands now that the Bailam became Tomei because if the Kohen was Tomei, then he's also Bavoda, and his Avodah is Mischaleles. We're not going to differentiate between Nazir and Pesach on the one hand and other Karbonos on the other. But rather, with regard to the Bailam becoming Tmeim, there we understand the focus of the Mishnah on these two cases of Nazir and Pesach, where the Torah is Makbid, that the Bailam be Tahar. So that's how the Gemara now goes ahead and analyzes the Mishnah. B'mai, what kind of tumah is the Mishnah addressing? Ilema b'tumah sheretz. If we're going to assume that the Bailam became Tomei b'tumah sheretz, is then the principle is that with regard to tumah sheretz, we don't find that tzitzis meratzel tumas aguf. Ha'amrit, we said earlier on Daf Chaf Beis that according to the opinion of the Ziknei Dorom, Shochtim es haPesach v'zorkim es domo l'chatchilo al tuma sheretz, that we can bring the Korban Pesach on behalf of the Tomei Tuma Sheretz, and we're not talking about Tzitz Meratzeh here, we're talking about an entirely different halacha, and that is that the Korban is going to be brought by the Kohen B'Tara, and there's no problem in the Korban that should generate a need for Ritzui Tzitz. The Tomei, the Bailim, whose Tomei Betuma Sheretz will now be Tovel during the day, and after Erev Shemesh, he'll eat the Korban Betara. So there's no reason why we would assume that the Mishnah would have a problem in the case of the Bailim who contracted Tumas Sheretz. And the whole discussion of Tzitz Meratzeh is irrelevant. Ella, but rather, the Mishnah is talking about a case of Tumas Mess. So there's no possibility of Motze, you know, the nighttime after Erev Shemesh, that he could eat the Basar Kodshim B'Tara. But Ketani, the Mishnah says that if there was a case of Tumas Aguf, that the Bailam became Tomei B'Tumas Aguf, is Eina Tzitz Meratzeh. That even B'Dievin, the Tzitz has no power in the case of Tumas Aguf. Alma, we see that Nitmu Bailam, in the case of Pesach, Bimes, if the Bailam contracted a Tumas Mess, Ein Mishalchin Korbanot Seyin, we're not going to allow the Bailam to ship off that Korban, the Seh, over to the Kohanim in the Azora, for them, to the Kohanim to be Makriv on their behalf, because even if the Kohen went ahead and Shechted the Korban, and did the Zrikas Adam on their behalf, there's no Ritzui, and therefore the Bailam Achayev and Pesach Sheni, and this is against the Ziknei Dorom. Because as we established on Chav Beis Amid Beis, the extra Chiddush that we established in the context of Ziknei Dorom, that if the Bailam became Tomei Mess, then they could send, or at least B'dievet, if they sent their Korban Pesach to the Kohanim, then they were Yotzi Dechovasam. But our Mishnah here, the way we're analyzing it, since it's referring to Tumas Bailam and not to Tumas Kohen, and the Mishnah is talking about Tzitz being Meratzah only on Tumas Hadam if the Bosa became Tomei, but Ein Tzitz Meratzah al Tumas Haguf, you see clearly that the Mishnah indicates that in the case of Bailam that became Tomei but Tumas Haguf, and we're talking about Tumas Mess, they would have to shift off and fall back to the position of Pesach Sheni. And they wouldn't be Yotzei through any sort of halacha of Ritzui Tzitz if the Kohanim brought the Korban on their behalf. Eina Tzitz Meratzeh. Alma Nitmu Bailam B'mes, Eim Shalchen Korban Oseyem, and therefore they need to bring a Pesach Sheni, and that's against the Ziknei Dorom. So Gemara answers lo. You have no proof from this Mishnah against the Ziknei Dorom, because E di tamu bailam b'mes hachinami. If the Baal was tamei b'tumas mes ein hachinami, there would be ritzui b'di'eved. And this you may remember that the Zikne Dorim were always of the opinion that we look at the Tumas Tzibur, and if we see that there's a loch of Ritzui Tzitz in Tumas Tzibur, then we could apply it to the Yochid as well. But the Mishnah that says Eina Tzitz Meratz al Tumas HaGuf is not talking about Tumas HaBailim. We're not talking about Tumas Mes. But Achamai Askinon Kigol Shinit Makoin B'Sheretz. We're talking about that the Kohen became Tomei, and not Betumas Mes, because that again would contradict the Shita of Ziknei Dorim, but rather he became Tomei Betumas Sheretz, where we don't have our Loch of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And in this case, there's no Ritzui for his Avoda. Again, at this point, you might wonder why the Mishnah isolated the two cases of Nazir and Pesach. Because, again, what we're saying now is that if the Bailim became Tmeim Betumah Sheretz, then we could do the Shechita and the Zrika on behalf of the Bailim. And in the case of Tumah Sheretz, after Harev Shemesh, they'll eat from the Karban, or at least Karban Pesach. Now, with regard to Tmei Meis, there's Ritzui, according to the Ziknei Dorim, since the Bailim are Tmeim. And not only that, in the case of Ziknei Dorim, we say that even if Nitma Kohen, there's going to be Ritzui Tzitz. The Gemara proves that Dafka, in the case of a Kohen who is Tomei Sheretz, because we have no other way of reconciling this Mishnah with Ziknei Dorim, if we're talking about Tumas Mes, that's a whole different story. Then there's going to be Ritzui, and the carbon is Ol L'Shem Chova. And if the Bailim became Tomei, then even though the Tumah was a Tumah Sheretz, we can bring the carbon on their behalf. And with regard to Tumas Mes, as we said before, there is Ritzui according to the Ziknei Dorim. It doesn't matter who became Tomei v'Tumas Mes, whether it's the Bailim or the Kohen. The only way that we could possibly interpret this Mishnah that there's no Ritzui on Tumas HaGuf, it could only make sense if we're talking about the Kohen who became Tomei v'Tumas Sheretz. If the Kohen became Tomei v'Tumas Mes, there would be Ritzui. If the Bailim became Tomei Betumas Mes, there's Ritzui. And if we're talking about the Bailim becoming Tomei Betumas Sheretz, then we can obviate the whole problem here of Tumah by sending the carbon over to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen and Betara being Makriv on their behalf. So what we're left with, within the framework of Ziknei Dorim, is to establish that this mission is talking about the Kohen, and if the Kohen became Tomei, so we want to know, is there such a thing as Ritzui if the Kohen became Tomei? And the answer is that if he became Tomei Betumas Mes, yes, but if he became Tomei Betumas Sheretz, no, and therefore this Mishnah is not a stira to the Shita of Ziknei Dorim. Now I just want to point one other thing before we go on. In the context of this Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara says, Ide tamu bailim b'mes hachinami. If the Baal became Tomei b'mes, then ein hachinami, there would be Ritzui Tzitz. That's how Rashi interprets this Gemara. Why do you need Ritzui Tzitz here if we're holding now, according to the Ziknei Dorim, that ein achilas pesach ma'akeves? And Rabbeinu Baruch is quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes as saying that even according to the Mandi Omar, that we shecht and we do zrika on a Tomei Sheretz, nevertheless it's Ritzui Tzitz that's Gorem this Heter. That's how he interprets Rashi. So when we say now Shoktim V'Zorken al Tomei Sheretz, L'chora we would say according to Rashi we don't need Ritzui Tzitz. But yet Rashi here says you do need Ritzui Tzitz. Be that as it may, the Gemara now attacks this interpretation of the Mishnah in Psachim. How can you tell me we're talking about Tumas Sheretz, where the Kohen became Tomei v'Tumas Sheretz? If I can prove that the Sefer is not talking about Tumas Sheretz, then I can assume likewise the Reisha, we're not talking about Tumas Sheretz. So let's go back to the Reisha of this Mishnah and see if we can establish that we're not dealing with Tumas Sheretz. The Reisha says the following, Nitma, we're talking about Tumas Haguf, Nitma betumas hatahom hatzitz meratzeh. And we're going to have a statement of Rabbi Chiya to qualify this Mishnah. So Rabbi Chiya is in the Braisa, and the Mishnah is talking about Tumas Haguf betumas tahom and Ritzui Tzitz. Now, again, when you're talking about Ritzui Tzitz in the case of Tumas Tahom, you're talking about Tumas Mess. Here, we just went ahead and interpreted the Mishnah, at least in the Sefer, as talking about Tumas Sheretz, but we're really talking about Tumas Mess. Now, let's say a few words about Tumas Tahom. Tumas Tahom is basically a Tumas Suffolk, as Rashi points out here. And Rashi adds that the word tahom here means something that's hidden. It's all the way down below the ground. Nobody could see it. And that's the case of a suffolk here, where no one could clarify this suffolk. And the Rambam adds in his Pirush Mishnayos and Psachim that Efshe Shelo Tivad Li Olam will never able to clarify this suffolk, and therefore Ki'ilu Hayakavur B'tahom. It's like someone who's buried in the core of the earth. And the Gemara explains in Masechet Pesachim on Daf Pei Aleph from Beis that there's Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai that is Matir Tumas Tahom, which means that even if after the Shechitas HaKarbon we find out that he was Tomei Bevados, nevertheless, since at the time that he did the Avodah there was a Suffolk and no one was able to clarify that Suffolk, so then the Shechita is Kshera, and that's Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, that Hurtzalo HaKarbon V'Zokar in his Domo. And that's based on the principle of Tzitz Meratzeh in Tumas Tahom. So that when we say Eina Tzitz Meratzeh al Tumas Haguf, we're talking about a Tumas Vadai. But in a case of Suffolk Tumas Haguf, where you can't, nobody knows and you cannot clarify the Suffolk and it becomes Tumas Tahom, then even though we're talking about Tumas Haguf, nevertheless, because it's Tumas Tahom, the Tzitz is Meratzeh. Now, in the case of Nazir, and one of the basic dinim of Nazir is that Tumah is Sosa, the entire minion, it's very strange that he would bring a Karbon at that moment when he's a Suffolk Tumah. And you might argue that that's a Karbon above a Tumah. And not only that, it's even a carbon shabbat shalok kiddin. And apparently, once the halacha L'Moshe MiSinai establishes that the carbon is kosher, we're going to go a step further. We're going to say that in case of Tumas Tahom, it's not Soser, it's Nazirus at all. In any event, we're talking now about halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, that Tumas Tahom is not Soser, and it's as if he had finished and completed his Yemei Nazirus, and the carbon is kosher. Now, in such a case, I'm not exactly sure that we have to clarify why the Mishnah says that we need Ritzit Tzitz. L'chore, we don't need Ritzit Tzitz. If the Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai is that this Nazir can bring his Karbonos after he completes his Nazirus, he doesn't need a Ritzit Tzitz. But be that as it may, we have to see the comment of Rabbi Chiya on this Mishnah. V'hatani Rabbi Chiya in a Braisa says about the Mishnah, Lo Amru, when do we say that the Tzitz is Meratzah on both Nazir and Oses HaPesach is Betumas Tahom? That in the case of Tumas Tahom, the Tzitz is Meratzah, Ela Lemes Bilvad. Only in the case of Tumas Mess, which means that the Reisha of the Mishnah, which establishes Tzitz Meratzeh, is talking about Tumas Tahom in the case of a Suffolk Tumas Mess Bilvad. The Gemara clarifies what Reb Chiya has in mind. that only lemes, with regard to tumas mes, we have the din of tumas tahom lemuute mai. This excludes my lav. The Gemara assumes that it excludes tumas hatahom desheretz. If again we had an absolute suffix whether he had contact with the sheretz or not, there would be no heter of tumas tahom. And again, even though tumas sheretz is kala, is relatively lenient compared to tumas ames, but this heter of tumas tahom is a halacha l'moshe misinai, and we don't use logic or a kal v'chomer when it comes to halacha l'moshe misinai, as Rashi points out here. But in any event, we've excluded tumas sheretz here in the seifa of the Mishnah. And if the seifa is dealing with, let's assume the seifa is dealing with the same tumas as the resha, and we should assume that even the Reisha is talking about a case which is not Tumas Sheretz. And the Gemara said that we could reconcile this Mishnah with Ziknei Doron by assuming that this Mishnah is talking about Tumas Sheretz. So the Gemara rejects this kash and says, Lo, you have no proof from Rabbi Chiya that the Mishnah cannot possibly be speaking about Tumas Sheretz. Because when Rabbi Chiya made his statement that lo amru tumas tahom el lemes bilvad, he's not coming to exclude tumas sheretz, that there's no halacha l'moshe misinai of tumas tahom in sheretz, but rather lemu'utei tumas atom deziva, that there's no halacha l'moshe misinai in tumas tahom with regard to the case of ziva. We'll talk about this in just a minute. Tumas ziva is even more chomer than tumas mes, because tumas ziva is what's called a tumas sheyotzeis migufo shel adam, as opposed to tumas mes or tumas sheretz, which is through maga and it's chutz migufo shel adam. And because of this extra chumra, there's no din of there's all halacha l'moshe misinai of tumas tahom in the case of ziva, but with regard to tumas sheretz, which is not tuma yotzis migufo, and it's a tuma kala, there is halacha l'moshe misinai of tumas tahom, and therefore we have the freedom to interpret this Mishnah, even in the Reisha, as referring to tuma sheretz, and therefore the Sefer could also be interpreted to a sheretz. In other words, if the Sefer is betuma sheretz, then even the Reisha is betuma sheretz. Now let's talk for a minute about tumas ziva. And this is explained in the Mishnah in Zavim, that a Zav who sees one Re'iyah, he has the status of Valkeri, he's Tovel, and he becomes Tar La'erev. But if he sees two Re'iyos, and we'll see in a minute when he saw these two Re'iyos, then he needs what's called Zayin Nekiyim. He needs Svira, he has to count Zayin Nekiyim, that he doesn't have any Ziva. And then after the Zayin Nekiyim, going into the eighth day, the night going into the eighth day, he goes into the Mikveh and he's Tar. Now, if he sees three re'iyos, then in addition to whatever we said before about two re'iyos, there's another halacha here that he needs a karban. And without bringing the karban, he's not tahar. So the tefillah itself is not sufficient. Now, the Gemara Megillah and elsewhere establishes that zav becomes tamei whether it's re'iyos or whether it's yamim. Re'iyos means if he saw two re'iyos, two separate re'iyos on one day, that's considered two re'iyos, and he becomes a zav. And yamim means that even if he saw one re'iyah, but it started on one day and continued into the next, so he's got what we call re'iyah achas b'shnei yamim, then there's a din of yamim mechalkim, and it's considered like two re'iyos. So the re'iyah of one day, even if it continues into the next, is not the same re'iyah as the end of that re'iyah on the other day, and that's called yomim mechalkim. Now, tumas tahom b'ziva means that he saw one re'iyah, but it was bein hashmashos, and the suffix is whether or not that re'iyah belongs to one day, or it belongs to laila. It might belong to day, it might belong to night, and it's considered one re'iyah. That's one possibility. It's either a re'i of day or a re'i of laila. Or the other possibility is to say that chetzia, that half of the re'iyah, belongs to yom, and the other half belongs to laila, and it's considered two re'iyos. Now, if it's one re'iyah, then he's only tamei tumas yom, and he becomes a tful yom, and he needs harif shemesh. If, on the other, there are two re'iyos, then he needs zayin nekiyim, and then he becomes tar. Now, in the case of tumas safek, as the Gemara formulates it, this you'll see in the Gemara, the famous Sugya Ben Hashmoshes in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled, then it's considered a Tumas Tahom because we don't know and we're never going to be able to clarify this suffix, that it might be Chetzia and Chetzia, Chetzia Yom, Chetzia Laila, and therefore it's two Re'iyos. So Reb Chiya now needs a mute to exclude the Heter of Tumas Tahom in the case of Ziva. And that's what the Gemara says over here, Lema'ute Tumas Tahom de Ziva, that there's no Aloch Moshe Misinai of Tumas Tahom in the case of Ziva. And the Torah, as we said earlier, is more Machmer in the case of Ziva as a result of the fact that it's a Tuma Hayotzeis Migufo. But in the case of Tumas Sheretz, the Aloch Moshe Misinai of Tumas Tahom applies, and therefore we can interpret the entire Mishnah, both the Sefer and even the Reisha, as referring to Tumas Sheretz. The Gemara now asks the following question. According to Ziknei Dorom, that the Mishnah in Psachim is talking about Tumas HaKoyen and not Tumas Bailim, as far as Tumas Bailim is concerned, certainly the Kohenim could bring the Karban on his behalf, whether it's a Nazir or it's Karban Pesach. But rather, we're talking about Tumas HaKoyen. And if that be the case, then there's no room for the suffix of Rami Bar Chama with regard to Heter Tumas Tahom in Kohen. Velahada boy Rami Bar Chama in Masechta Psachim Daf Pei Amid Beis raised the following suffix Kohen Hamaratze B'Korban Oseyem. The Kohen is doing the avodah on behalf of Nazir or an Osa Pesach. And do we say Hutra lo Tumas HaTahom or lo Hutra lo Tumas HaTahom? In other words, it could be, that's what Rami Bar Chama suggests as one possibility, that the Kula, the Halacha Moshe Sinai, to be Mekil in Tumas HaTahom is only in the case of Nitmu HaBailim, but not in the case, or not necessarily in the case of Nitmu HaKohen. So in other words, would there be a Halacha Moshe Misinai of Tumas Tahom in the case where the Kohen himself became Tameh? Now, this is difficult because according to Ziknei Dorom, his Tifshot, we can certainly answer his question, his Safeg, did Tumas HaTahom Hutralo, that even in the case of a Kohen who had Tumas Tahom, it would definitely be Hutralo, Daha Hacha B'Kohen Kaiminon. Because according to the Ziknei Dorom, that's exactly the subject matter of that Mishnah. The Mishnah is addressing the case of Tumas Tahom when the Kohen was Nitma B'Tumas Kohen. And you see clearly that according to this Pshat of Ziknei Dorom, Tumas Tahom is Mutter even for the Kohen HaMakriv. And if you recall, Rami Bar Chama's Safek, he was wondering about the Kohen, if he had a Tumas Tahom, maybe the whole kula of Tumas Tahom is only with regard to Nitmu HaBailim. So the Gemara says, the Rami Bar Chama Vade Pligi, the Nechi Nami, the suffix of Rami Bar Chama proves that he, Rami Bar Chama, argues against the Ziknei Doron. And he disagrees, he holds that the Mishnah is talking about Tumas Bailim, not the way the Ziknei Dorom interpreted the Mishnah referring to Tumas Kohen. And since the Mishnah itself, according to Rami Bar Chama, is referring to Tumas Bailim, here we're going to say that there's no Ritzui in Tumas Aguf B'Bailim Yochid if they were in Tamei Tumas Mes. And therefore we're not going to allow the Tomei L'Chatchila to be Mishalech Karbonosov. Yachilas HaPsochim is Ma'keves. And basically, he has to fall back to to Korban Pesach Sheni. And now the Mishnah writes that if Nitmu Tumas Tahom, there is Ritzui. And Rabbi Yochanan had a suffix, what's the din if the Kohen HaMakriv had contracted a Tameh Tumas Tahom, a suffix Tumah? And that din is not clarified in the Mishnah, whereas according to Rabbi Chama, we see clearly that Tumas Tahom applies even to the Kohen HaMakriv, insofar as Rabbi Chama, insofar as Zikmei Doram are of the opinion that the Mishnah itself is talking about Kohen Shenitma, and in that case, there is in the Mishnah a heter of Tumas Tahom. Now, in the Gemara's answer, Rabbi Bar Chama holds that the Bailim who became Tomei Mes cannot be Mishaleh Karbonosov. So we're talking, obviously, about a Yochid. Toshma, I have a kasha from a Braisa. The Braisa is going to prove to me that if they were Makriv, the Kohanim were Makriv, the Karbon Pesach, on behalf of the Bailim who were Tomei Mes, that Akrova would be also low, and he'd be potter from Pesach Sheni. In other words, that the parasha of Ritzui Tzitz, which says at the end of Shmos, V'hoya Tzitz al Metzach Aaron v'nosa Aaron es Avon HaKodshim, that Tzitz is Meratza on the Avon HaKorbanos, that's called Avon Kodshim, and V'chi Eza Avon Nosei, what Avon is the Pasuk referring to when it says that the Tzitz is Meratza? And here we're looking on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. If you're going to tell me it's Avon Pigul, that the Kohen had a Machsheves Pigul during the Avodah, at the time of the Avodah, notice he thought Chutzim Komo, and then his Ritzi Tzitz, and the Karbon's going to become Kosher, that's impossible. Harei Kvar Nemar, the Torah says with regard to this Avera of Pigul in Vayikra Zayin HaMakrav, also Lo Yechashiv Lo, Pigul Yeh. And the Gemara later on, Chav Tes is going to dash him from this Pasuk, that we're talking about a Machsheves Chutzlum Komo, and it tells you the Pasuk that Lo Yechashiv Lo, meaning that there's no Ritzi at all. So that can't be the case we're talking about. And if we're going to say that Tzitz is Meratza on Avon Nosar, which means that the Machsheves HaKohen was Chutz L'Zmano, okay, we'll see why the Gemara uses the term Nosar in a minute, that it also is impossible. Harei Kvar Nemar, with regard to this Avon, it says at the beginning of the Pasuk, Ve'im he'ochol ye'ochel mipsar zevach shloma bayom ha'shlishi lo ye'rotze, and the Gemara later on is going to say that this Pasuk is talking about Machsheves Chutz L'Zmano, to teach us that there's no Ritzui in this case. So what choice do we have by process of elimination, or eno nose ela avon tuma? We're left with the only possibility that the tzitz is maratze for the aver of hakrova bituma. And you'll ask, why is there a Ritzui on this avera? And the answer is because this tuma is a tuma kala. It's relative to other avonos. It's a tuma kala shehutra mechlola b'tzibur. Because if the entire tzibur became tameh, then you'd be allowed to be makriv lechatchila bituma these karbonos which have zman kavua, and you wouldn't need ritzi tzitz. So even when, in the case of nitma yachid, where lechatchila you would say it's not mutter for the yochid to bring the carbon bituma, but nevertheless we have the kula that the tzitz is meratza b'dieved on these in this hakrova situation, and that we see from the fact that there's a heter of tuma b'tzibur of nitmu atzibur, you could be makriv the carbon bituma, and therefore in the case of nitma yochid, we're going to say that at least b'dieved the tzitz is meratza. So it comes out that according to the Braisa, again, if we recall, the Braisa began by quoting the pasuk v'nosa aron es avon hakodshim, that tzitz is meratza on avon karbonos, and the Gemara basically eliminates any other possibility except for the possibility of krava bituma, but it can't be a case of pigul, because with regard to pigul, we know that there's no ritzui tzitz. Okay, fine. So we're talking about the possibility of a karbon of yachid, that even in the case of tuma of a yachid, nevertheless it sits as maratzah b'dieved on the hakrova. And Rami Bar Chama is of the opinion that if the bailim yachid became tami mes, there's no din of mishaleh karbonoso, no possibility of ritzui tzitz. Now, the Gemara is going to clarify a little bit more about this brisa, but first I want to talk to you for a second about the avon of pigul. That applies to any one of the four avodas: shechita, kabbalah, kabbalah sadam, or holocha. And if the kohen was choshev at the time, let's say, for example, zrika sadam of chutz lazara, that'll be makta the murim chutz lazara, which we call chutzum komo, or to eat the basar chutzum komo, this is a machshava that passes the karbon. And when the Gemara says avon nosar, it's referring to a machshava of chutz lizmano. In other words, he had a machshava the coin at the time of the zrikas adam, that the zrikas adam would be at night, or the haktar seimur would be tomorrow, or the bas would be eaten after the end of the allotted time for the achila. All this is called nosar, and it passes the karbon. So before we spoke about chutz lemkomo, chutz lazora, etc., etc., but now we're talking about chutz zmano, and this is a more chomer type of pigul, because this generates an iser kares if you eat the pigul, as the Mishnah is going to say later on in Daf Chav Zayin. Now again, the word nosar should not be taken literally as nosar bipsar hazevach liachar zman achiloso, if he went ahead and he ate that, because the carbon was brought to hechsher, and it's not going to become possible simply because somebody ate it as the basar carbon as nosar. That's a separate avera. So we're not talking about nosar literally, we're just talking about a machsheves chutz lizmano, which is similar to nosar. Now, machsheves chutz lizmano is called pigul, always. And the Braisa calls machsheves chutz lizmano nosar. Now, this is a little bit odd. We always call it pigul, and for some reason the Braisa replaces the word pigul with the word nosar. And when it comes to chutzum koma, the Braisa calls it pigul. So that's an interesting point. We might find an answer to this question in the Torah's Kohanim, because in the Torah's Kohanim, Machsheves Chutz Zmano is called Im Heyochel Yeyochel B'Yom HaShlishi, which is really Nosar. And in Chutz Mkomo, he calls it Pigul. Fine. It's very strange that in the sequence of the Braisa begins with Pigul of Chutz Mkomo and then goes to Nosar Chutz Zmano, whereas the Torah itself started with Chutz Zmano before Chutz Mkomo. Strange that the Braisa would have switched around the order. And perhaps the Shem Pigul in the case of Machshava Poseles, which is written Mefurish in the Pasuk, is the Braisa starts with Chutz Mkomo, which is derived from that word Pigul Mefurish. So the Mefurish in the Pasuk Lehedja is Chutz Mkomo, but really Al Pitosh Bal Peh, we're going to interpret it to mean that we're talking about Pigul of Chutz Zmano. But the Braisa goes back to the Pshuto Shel Mikra in that sense. So my Tuma. Now, when the Braisa says that the Tzitz is Meratza on Tuma, what kind of Tuma are we dealing with? Elam, if we're going to say Tuma Sheretz, that there's Ritzi on Tuma Sheretz, when the Kohen was Tommy Tuma Sheretz, and he was makiv the carbon, or alternatively the bailim with tmeim tumas sheretz, is hechi ishtre. Where do we find that the Torah was matir tumas sheretz b'tzibur without its tzitz? In other words, how could the Braisa says that Tuma Shatzitz Maratzal Leah is Hutra Mechlolim B'tzibur? That's not true in the case of Tumas Sheretz Ela. Without a doubt, L'tumas mes, the Braisa is referring to Tumas mes. There we find that in the case of a tzibur, if they were Nitmu, is Makrivim B'tuma. So therefore, even on Tumas mes of a Yachid, there's Ritzui Tzitz. V'lav Kigon Shenitmu Bailim B'mes. Shouldn't we assume that we're talking about a case where the Bala Karba was Nitma B'mes? And that's the stoma of the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't qualify it, so we should interpret that even in the case of Tumas HaBailim, this Ritzui, is Alma, we see from this Braisa that Nitmu Bailim B'mes Mishalchin Karban Oseam. Which means that if they went ahead and they sent the carbon to the Azor, which they shouldn't have done, but the Kohen went ahead and shechted it and was Zorik Dam, before they found out the Bailim with Tmeim, there is a Ritzui Tzitz. The Gemara continues and wants to clarify in which carb, with regard to which carbon do we say this Ritzui Tzitz ala Tuma, Ubimai? What is the case? What is the carbon about which the Braisa says that the tzitz is meratz ala tuma? E bin nazir. If we're talking about the carbonos, nazir when he completes his nazirus, and the heksha, the carbon of heviyam hanazir betuma, and we're going to say that the tzitz is meratz, even though the nazir brought a betuma, yef shalomar ken. That's impossible. Because for chiyomus mes all of etime rosh nizrova yomer rishonim yiplu omrachmona. So the Torah says in Bamidbar Vav in Parshas Noso that a nazir who is nitma b'mes cannot bring his karbonus nazirus b'shaltara until he's mitara from his tuma, and then he could bring karbonos nazir tome, and then he starts counting his nazirus b'tara. So there's no possibility of speaking about Ritzui Tzitz over here, if he was makdim and he brought his karbonos betuma, then therefore we're going to have to assume that the parasha of Ritzui Tzitz is lo say Pesach betuma, and it comes out therefore from the braisa that if the Bailam Yochid is Tomei Mes Sheshilach Pischo Ritza Olav Atzitz B'dieved, he doesn't need Pesach Sheni. And even though the Tzitz is not matir Achilas HaPesach B'tuma, but nevertheless the carbon is considered a Pesach, and it's Olol L'Shem Chavoso, because Achilas P'sachim Eino Ma'keves, and this is against Rabbi Bar Chama, who holds Achilas HaPesach Ma'keves, and we cannot bring a carbon on behalf of the Bailim Tmeim, because they won't be able to eat the carbon. So the Gemara answers, Li'olam, it's true that I can go back and say that the parasha of Ritzui of Tzitz is talking about Bisheretz. And it's only a case of Tumas Sheretz. That means that because of Ritzui Tzitz, the Bailim, who are Tmeim B'Tumas Sheretz, they can send their Karbonos. And again, even though it's a little bit odd, as we mentioned earlier, that if he's sending his karbonos and the Kohenim do the avodah b'tara, why do we need Ritzui Tzitz? And the answer might be because chatchila the Bailim have to be there b'shas asiyas hakarbon, they have to personally show up in the azara, so we need a Ritzui Tzitz on that. So again, we're talking now that there's Ritzui Tzitz on Tumas Sheretz. As far as Tumas Metz is concerned, there's no Ritzui Tzitz according to Rami Bar Chama. Aye, the Braisa says that Tzitz Meratza B'Yochid. And why? Mitok Shehutra Mechlola B'Tzibur. That's not referring to Tumas Sheretz. You can't say that Hutra, when we say Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, it's referring to Tuma Sheretz. That's for sure not true. There's no din of Hutra B'tzibur with regard to Tuma Sheretz. How is it possible to interpret that the parasha of Ritzui Tzitz is referring to Tuma Sheretz? There is no Ritzui Tzitz with regard to Sheretz. There's no din of Hutra with regard to Tuma Sheretz. So again, as far as Tumas Mes is concerned, there's no Ritzitzitz. We're going according to Rami Bar Choma. So what are we doing? We're saying the Pasha is referring to Ritzitzitz in Sheretz. But that's impossible because there's no Hutra with regard to Tumas Sheretz. So the Gemara answer is shame Tumah Ba'olam. Now it's even though the Ritzitz of a Yachid is not in this particular Tumah, of Tumah Sheretz. In other words, we don't find any Tumah Hutra B'tzibur with regard to Sheretz, but we still have a very logically compelling reason to assume that Ritzitzitz is referring to Tumah Sheretz. Is Tam Godel Ahamidus Ritzitzitz Ba'avon Tumah Ho'il Matzinu Shehutra Achas Me'atmeyam Hatmeyam Shebolam Tumah Shebolam. So since there is a concept of Hutra, of Tumah Hutra, even though not with regard to Tumah Sheretz, but that's enough to tell me that this Ritzitzitz with regard to the Avon Tumah in the case of Tumas Sheretz. Again, as far as Tumas Mes is concerned, as we said over and over again, there's no Ritzitzitz according to Rami Bar Choma. Now the Gemara quotes an exact opposite opinion, that from the Diuk and the Lashon HaPasuk, we should come to the opposite conclusion, and we should use this Braisa as a Raya to Shitas Rami Bar Choma. Not the way we were asking Akasha, it should be turned inside out and upside down and become Akasha on Ziknei Dorom, who hold that the Kohen, if he became Tomei Mes, there's Ritzui B'dieved. And if the Bailim are Tomei Mes, they can send their Karbonos. Ve'ika d'dayiku maisi hocha. Let's bring a Raya and a Diuk from the Braisa to the opposite side, not to Rami Bar Choma against, not to Ziknei Dorom against Rami Bar Choma, but on the contrary, on behalf of Rami Bar Choma against Ziknei Dorom, because the pasuk in Parshas Ritzitzitz, v'nosa avon Aaron es avon hakodshim, if you read the pasuk carefully, avon hakodshim in, avon makdishim lo. In other words, you, Rami Bar Choma, I'm sorry, you, Ziknei Dorom, who hold that the Kohen is Tomei Mes, has Ritzui of Tumas Aguf, and that's called the Makrivim. That's not true, because the Pashtus and the Pasuk we're talking about, Venos Avono, Avon Kodshim, which is referring to the case of Tumas Adam, Ve'achelev, where the Basar became Tomei. But in the case of Avon Makdishim, no, it's a Tumas Aguf for the Makrivi HaKorban, that we don't find Ritzui to. On the contrary, the Torah seems to emphasize that it's not so. And again, we're not making any differentiation here between Tumas Kohanim and Tumas Bailim. What the Gemara establishes here, Avon Kodshim in, that there's a din of Tzitz Meratz on Avon Kodshim, we said that if this Tumah Nedam or the Chelev, this itself, Tumas Basar, is basically a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabnosan and Psochem Daf Ein Ches Amid Beis. According to Rabbanan, who maintain that Achilas HaPesach Makeves, and according to everybody, there's no Ritzitzitz on Achilas Basar Tomei, that we never found, so therefore he wasn't Yotze his Chiv of Pesach. Whereas according to Rabnosan, all we need is Bailam Aru'uyim L'Achila. And even if the Basar is not Roy L'Achila, but the Bailam are Roy L'Achila, then there's nothing to be Ma'akiv the Ritzui HaPesach. And according to Rabbi Nosson, therefore, even Tumas Basar is included in what it says here, Avon HaKodshim HaTzitz Meratzeh. But now the Braisa that was quoted earlier, that Ritzui Tzitz is on Avon Tumah, because we find Tumah Hutra Bechlal Mechlola B'tzibur, is based on this price. So the Gemara says that we can interpret the Pasuk, my Tumah. What Tumah is being addressed here is being formulated in Ritzitzitz. And we had the mute in the Pasuk, that there's no Ritzui on Tumas HaGuf, but only on Tumas HaBasar, Ilema, if we're talking about Tumas Sheretz, and here the Torah is excluding that if the Kohen Makriv was Tomei Tumas Sheretz, there's no Ritzui for his Avodah, then Miyashtariya B'tzibur. How are you going to say, well, there was a Hucha B'tzibur without a tzitz, and therefore we'll say that in the case of a Yochid, there'll be a Ritzui tzitz. There's no Hucha B'tzibur at all in the case of Tumas Sheretz. And therefore, we must assume that the parasha of Ritzui Tzus is not talking about Tumas Sheretz, El Alav, but rather, isn't it logical to assume that the case of Ritzui Tzitz, the parasha of Ritzui Tzitz is Betumas Mes, is referring to a case of Tumas Mes where the Tzibur with Tmei Mesim, and the Torah says Hutra Tum Betzibur. And on this Tumah, the Torah was memayit and said, Avon kodshim in, Avon makdishim lo. That the tzitz is meratza only if the karma became tamei, but it's not meratza if the kohen became tamei. And again, we're talking about Tumas Mes. So if the kohen was tamei Tumas Mes, and he was makar of the carbon of a yachid, even though the yachid are not bailim tmeim, the kasha now is obvious, is blatant on Zikne Dorum, because it says Havon Kachimim, Havon Makdishim Lo, that tzitz is only Maratza with the carbon itself became Tomei, but it's not Maratza on the Makdishim, whether it be the Kohen who became Tomei and he's Makr of the carbon B'yochid, or whether it became the Bailam Utmeim and they sent their carbon along to the Azara. And this is against the Zikne Dorum, because they were Makshu B'dieved, whether it's the Avodas Kohen on Tomei, or whether it's the Bailam Atmeim with Shiluch. So Gemara answers, Li'olam, it's true that the Pasuk is talking about Tumas Sheretz. And in such a case, we needed a Pasuk to be Mamayit, that if Nitma Kohen B'Sheretz, is no Ritzui. And the Tzitz is no say, only Avon Kodshim, but not Avon Makdishim. Ah, you'll say, but in the case of Tumas Sheretz, we don't find Tumah Hucha B'Tzibur. So why do you have to go out of your way to say that there's no Ritzui in this case? And the answer is Shem Tumah B'Olam. That the Braisa means that since the Tzitz is Meratze, that I'm saying that the Tzitz is Meratze B'Yachid, again in Tumas Sheretz, where do we find Tumah Hucha B'Tzibur? Because we find in the world of Tumah, in general, there's a concept called Hucha B'Tzibur, in the case of Tomei Mes. Again, even though we're not talking about the same Tumah itself, here we're talking about Tumah Sheretz, is the Torah was Mamayit, that there's no Ritzui for Tumah Saguf, but if the Kohen and the Bailam of Yochid became Tmeim B'Tumas Mes, that's not being excluded, and then there would be Ritzui Tzitz. So in the case where the Tumas Sheretz was the case, there's no Ritzui, but if it was Tumas Mes, there would be Ritzui, be the Evid at least, and that's like the Zikne Dorum. So now we're on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, and we're talking about the first Mishnah in the Perek, and the case of Yosef. And the Mishnah establishes that if the Avodah was done by Yeshiva, it's possible. Minolan, how do we know such a thing? Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says with regard to the laws of Kohanim, in Dvarim Perek Yudches, Ki vo bochar Hashem Elokecha mikol shvatecha lamod l'shares. And from the fact that it says lamod l'shares, lamido b'chartiv v'lo l'yeshiva, it's got to be the Amida. Yoshev is considered like an Avodah Me'usa, and it's excluded here. So the Gemara says, let's take a look at the Braisa who teaches us that the Avodah of Yoshev, but the Eved is Psula, is the Mischalelis. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, because the Pasuk says, Lamod L'Shares, is what do we derive from that mitzvah, that the mitzvah should, on the Kohen, that he should stand at the time of his Avodah, but we still don't know, what if he did the Avodah b'yeshiva, Kishu Omer, when the Torah repeats itself and says, v'sheres, and this again is in the same chapter of Dvarim Yudches, it says, v'sheres, B'shem Hashem Elokov Kechol Echov HaLevim HaOmdim Shom Lefnei Hashem Yeshina HaKosuv. olav liakev. When the Torah repeats itself seemingly unnecessarily, is for the purpose of telling that we're not just talking about an Isra avodah b'yeshiva, but also that it's the yeshiva's ma'akev, the avodah's ha-karbon, and b'dieved, the karbon is mechulal. The Gemara now wants to clarify, if Yoshev b'shas avodah's chayv misa, does he have the same status of a zar who does the avodah's chayv misa? Amale ravel rav nachman michti Yoshev kezar dami u'mechil avodah. The reason why his avodah is mechulal is because the Yoshev has the status of a zar. And if that be the case, Ema, we should derive what we call a Bamematzinu, Mazar b'misaf Yoshev b'misa. And Rava says, Halama Tanya, why do we find in a Braisa with regard to the Averos and the Dinim of Kohen and the enumeration in this Braisa of those Averos that generate a Chiv Misa b'dei Shamayim Aval, it says, Orel, Onen, Yoshev, Einon b'misa El Bazara. That if the Kohen was an Orel, or he's an Onen, or he did the Avodah when he was sitting, he violates an Isur Lav, but he's not Chayav Misa. What are we going to do with this price if you're telling me that in the case of Yoshev, he's Chayav Misa? Here it says explicitly he's not Chayav Misa. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Dehavi. These psukim who say that Yechayev Misa and a Kohen Ovid is Mechusar B'godim or Shalom Rochutz Yodayim Raglayim. In those two cases, there's a Chiyuv Misa. But this becomes Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echad. In other words, when the Torah repeats itself in two contexts to tell you that the same din applies in those two cases, then we have a principle that says that, and here you turn to Chavtal and Aleph, that Kol Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echad Ein Malamdim. The Torah is coming to limit it, that din only applies in those two cases, and not beyond those two cases. And therefore, what we're going to say, that the Torah is telling me that there's a special din in these two cases of Mechusa B'godim and Eino Rochutz Yadayim Raglayim, that Lechayev Misa. And by telling this in two parshios, it's telling you that you cannot derive a third parsha with the drush of Bamematzinu, because this din is limited to those two parshios. So therefore, we cannot derive a Chiyuv Misa in the case of Yoshev from this Bamematzinu, because we have Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echad in Malamdim, which tell me that these are the only two psulim in Kohen which make the Kohen into a Zar. And already we've discussed in the past that if the Kohen is not wearing Big Day Kuni, he's considered like a Zar. And the Gemara now strengthens this answer and says, Ulamandi Omar, even according to the Mandi Omar, that's Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echad Malamdim, is here, we're not going to derive the halacha of Yoshev from Zar. Why? Because the pasuk itself is talking about Shisu Yayin. And Yayin v'shecher al teisht, atov v'necha itach bevachem el oel moed v'lo yomusu. Is this teaches us that the Kohen who's a Shisu Yayin, who went ahead and he did his avodah, he's chayav misa, v'havi le'shlishi. Now we have three ksuvim that are all teaching me the din of Misa if he violates the Isur Kahuna. Ushlosha, we have three ksuvim, is Lidiri Akol Ein Malamdin. Even the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda agree that Ein Malamdin. So therefore, we have three parshias where there's a din of Misa and Psuleku in a coin that messed up. And we're not going to be able to derive the case of Yeshiva. So where do we have three Chiyuve Misa in Kohen that messed up? We have the case of Mechusa B'godim, he's mamish like a Zar, and Lo Rochutz Yadayim Raglayim, which was equated to Mechusa B'godim. And it says, Bevom El Oel Moed Yirchetzu Mayim V'lo Yamusu. So clearly, Rechitzas Yadayim Raglayim would generate, if he leaves it out, would generate a Chiyuv Misa b'dei shamayim. So we have Mechus b'godim, and we have Eino rochut yadayim reglaim. Now we're adding shesu yayin, where once again the Torah says velosam musu, and we certainly agree that three psukim, three ksuvim abam kechod ein malamt. Okay, then we'll stop here.